Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, something on your mind today, if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, we want to hear from you. What's on your mind today? Let's talk about it now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So much going on in our world today, and I think one of the biggest stories are certainly the fires going on in California. We had a question about that yesterday on one of our Facebook or YouTube channels. I'm not sure which. But, boy, there's a lot of devastation out there. And these fires just, like, popped out of nowhere and have just spread like mad, and a whole town, Paradise, California, Northern California, is basically gone.
Yeah, the town of Magalia, which is just outside of there, it's gone.
Had a story of a lady who went over to see a neighbor and see if there was anything she could do to help. Her house had just been totally burned down, and by the time she got back to her house, it had been burned down. Mm. I mean, it just has happened that quick, and so it's just another one of those things where it teaches us to say, hey, we've got to look beyond ourselves, because it brings death just right at our doorstep, doesn't it? I mean, what would have happened if I had been, you know, in that bar and been one of the people shot? Where would I be then after I breathed my last? And these folks in the fire, you know, they're certainly asking some questions about, is there anything beyond this? What am I missing in this life to keep me from seeing something that might be beyond this life? And I think that's one of the reasons we do what we do here at Basic Gospel, continue to tell the story of Jesus. Why? Because you never know what's going to happen in this world, and you never know when it's going to happen. One of the statistics about that shooting at that bar in Thousand Oaks was this, that Thousand Oaks was the fourth safest city in the United States of America. Things like this don't happen in places like Thousand Oaks, and yet it did. There's no place safe. You never know when somebody is going to just go off and do something horrific. You never know when or where a terrorist act might occur. You never know when a fire is going to start blazing and can't be stopped. You just don't know these things. But what you do know is that there is a constant, there is a truth, there is a God who cares, there is a God who loves us, and he's the one that we can turn to, he's the one that we can trust, he's the one that gives us hope, regardless of what happens here and now. And so anyone who knows Jesus knows that at their last breath, they're going to be absent from this body, absent from this place, and present with the Lord. And they're going to be a part of this new creation that's going to come back at the end of the ages. That's why this gospel message is so vitally important, and that's why I think it's so important that we get it out there and connect it to as many people as we possibly can, because they are looking for answers. They are searching for hope. They are looking for that anchor for their souls.
And that's all the reasons that we need to be here every day. And Bob, as we've said so many times, it's because of the generosity of our listener friends that we're able to be here every day proclaiming the fullness of the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and doing our very best to help others begin their walk in the abundance of the life that he's provided for us. Bob, tell our listeners what it means to you to see them step up month after month, making sure this message continues to be on the air and online.
Well, there's so many causes out there, and boy, those causes are competing for our dollars. But here's what I know. The world isn't going to support the gospel. The world isn't going to support the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. But we should be supporting it with everything. Why? Because we know that's what the world needs. The world needs Jesus. And those who support the proclamation of the gospel are doing so not because they're being manipulated, not because they're being guilt-tripped to pull out their wallets and make a contribution. It's because they know the life of Jesus. They've received the life of Jesus. And it's just natural. Once you've been born again, it's just natural to want others to experience the same life, the same forgiveness, the same hope that you have in Jesus Christ. So you give. You give generously. You give cheerfully. You give by free will, not out of obligation, knowing the joy that that gift might bring to another individual,
right,
as they to respond to the good news of Jesus Christ. And we're so grateful for the ministry partners that God has brought our way, those who give month in, month out, those who maybe just give once a year. But we are so grateful, and we recognize that you're responding to the grace of God in your life. You are giving freely because you have freely received the grace of God in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. We certainly need your help now. The world needs this good news. Let's step up and give as generously as we can so that those others might hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
So friends, let there be no doubt. We appreciate and need your support here at Basic Gospel. And in a small way to say thanks for what you do to keep the message going, we want to give back to you. We want to send you a copy of Bob's message, Everything You Need for Life and Godliness. Be sure to request yours when you make your November gift to support this ministry. And you can do that at basicgospel.net. All the ways to give are right there, very prominently displayed. You can also give in Canada at basicgospel.net/Canada.
Well, here's a question about the fires going on and other tragic events. And you say, hey, if there's a God that's good, a God that's loving, a God that actually cares, why would he allow something like this happen? Why would he allow? Because certainly he has the power to prevent it from ever happening to begin with. And if he did allow it to happen, he certainly has the power to stop it at any given moment. So why are these tragic events? Why are these acts of nature? Why do they happen? What do we say about God? Why would God allow some of these things to take place in this world in which we live?
Well, the biggest issue is that he must allow them. We're the ones who chose to go it on our own, all of humanity. In Adam, we're all dead spiritually, and we gave control of this world to Satan. Mm-hmm. He's the one who's trying to kill and steal and destroy.
Right.
God is not. God takes no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies. But we desperately want to control our own destiny. I'm just speaking as the world. We want absolute control over everything we do. We don't want to take any responsibility for the outcomes of anything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when
right.
there's a fire, we go, well, where was God?
Yes.
Well, you can't ask that question.
But we do.
But we do,
yeah.
You know. God is looking at this world differently. He's looking at people. He says, I want people to accept me. I want them to come back to life. I've provided forgiveness for their sins. I've provided eternal life for them. Come to me and be able to look at all of what goes on, good, bad, and otherwise, from a completely different perspective. God truly is love. He is so much love that he gave us our choice to leave him. And he lets us do that. If he were to stop every bad thing that happened, he would have to kill us all. Because there's no other choice. You either allow the choice or you take all the choice away. Well, he wants us to choose him. So he continually, he works in these terrible situations. He doesn't cause them, but he works in them to draw us to himself. I mean, Bob, the way you put it before, people are asking, what else is there? I've lost my home. I've lost my job. I may have lost a loved one or two in one of these fires. Now what? And God is saying, there is a now what. His name is Jesus. And if you will come to him and receive his forgiveness and the eternal life that he made available, you will begin to see that there are more important things than my house and my car and my job, and even my loved ones. My loved ones, if they were in Christ, they're in a better place. If they weren't in Christ, I'm sorry, but that's the way it goes. God had to honor that choice. He does honor that choice, and he gives us the choice to come to him for life.
Yeah.
It's about time we started taking him seriously.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. So we have to realize, you know, fire itself is good. We utilize fire in very positive ways. It's a powerful force, and when it goes crazy like that, it's going to destroy anything and everything in its way, and we get a reminder that there's someone beyond that that's more powerful, someone beyond that that really holds all things together. And in the midst of whatever's happening, we can turn to him, we can lean on him, we can trust him to hold us together in the midst of that situation. And we have a God that's even conquered death. And with that, we can always have great hope. We can always have great assurance in this world in which we live.
Absolutely. Well, it's Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. Thanks for joining us. If it's the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, you're hearing the live broadcast, we want you to be a part of it. If you have a question on this or some other topic, give us a call right now. 844-322-2742, whether in the U.S. or Canada, that's toll-free. Of course, 844-322-2742. Call now if you can. Terrence dropped us an email with a question. He says, does Scripture intimate that God requires our prayers in order to accomplish his will? I find it difficult to request or petition him in prayer since he is omniscient and he has provided everything pertaining to life and godliness. What more could we possibly ask? Quite frankly, he goes on to say, Proverbs 3:5-8 and Philippians 4:4-8 seem to echo, if not scream, to the point of nothing but gratitude, ever increasing, as the Lord expressed in the reality of his life and death for me. Please let me know if you are aware of me not properly interpreting what the Lord is speaking of in his Holy Scripture, and thank you for your time and your consideration and your response.
Well, that's a great question because it really gets down to the nature of prayer. What's its purpose? Why pray? If God already knows all of our needs and he already has the answer on the way, why pray? Well, there's been this teaching that says, you know, prayer moves the hands of God,
right,
and that sort of thing. We have to realize that it's his love for mankind that moves his hands to act on our behalf. Not a single person on planet Earth prayed for God to send Jesus to take upon himself flesh and blood, to become the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world, would die on a Roman cross, and on the third day be raised back to life and then ascend into heaven. No one on planet Earth ever prayed such a prayer. Lord, please do this on behalf of me and on behalf of all of mankind. But God so loved us that he sent Jesus. God so loved that he gave. He gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God always initiates. We respond by grace through faith. That's how it works as far as our relationship with God is concerned. So where does prayer fit into that dynamic? Where does prayer fit into that way of life? Well, prayer is a way to communicate with God the Father. So we've been given the Spirit of God, and we can communicate. We can hear from the Lord as we read the Word of God and allow the Spirit of God to teach us what that Word of God means, and then we can express our heart back to God. Now, oftentimes when we do express our heart back to God, we see God starting to work on us. So prayer is not for God's purpose, it's for ours.
Yeah, right.
We're the ones who benefit. And it's a way for us to express our faith in him. Lord, I'm in this difficult situation. I have no earthly idea what to do. I have no earthly idea even what to think about this particular situation. But I know you do. And so I'm entrusting this situation to you. I'm turning this over to you. I am casting my cares upon you. Why? Because I know you care for me. And so that's a powerful statement that we are making to the Lord that's going to powerfully change us. It's not going to change God. It's not going to move him to do something different than what he had planned to do. It's simply us expressing our desires, us communicating, us just talking to God as if we were in a real, genuine relationship with him, which we are.
Which we are, yeah.
So prayer is for our benefit, and it's a privilege beyond anything else. And so enjoy that privilege. Pray. Pray without ceasing. He's always there with you. God is always there in every situation that you walk through, in every situation that comes your way. Jesus Christ is right there with you in the midst of it. So talk to him. Express your desires. Express your frustrations. Express what's going on inside, knowing that he hears, that he's going to respond, and he's going to bring about what he desires in this situation. And you can trust him for that great result.
Absolutely. Terrence, thank you for your question. And friends, if you have a question, you can get it to us in a couple of good ways. You can send an email to bob@basicgospel.net, as Terrence did. That's bob@basicgospel.net. Or 24 hours a day, you can use our listener line, 844-322-2742. As a matter of fact, we're still in the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour. And if you have a question you'd like to actually interact with us here at Basic Gospel right now, you can call 844-322-2742. One of the most frustrating things I think that we hear from our listeners perpetually is this thing about giving and being put on a guilt trip, so to speak, about giving by, messages they hear coming from the pulpit, mm-hmm. quite frankly. And so we want our listeners to understand giving the New Covenant Way. And to address that particular issue, we have a little booklet by that very same name, Giving the New Covenant Way. We want you to have an absolutely free copy of it. And you can get that by simply going to our website. You'll find it on the scroll through right there. And Giving the New Covenant Way. Click that link. We'll get a free copy on the way to you. Well, shifting gears pretty significantly right now, a short question from Tammy. She says, please speak about the topic of hell. Is hell everlasting torment and fire, or something else completely?
Well, that's a great question. And certainly theologians are debating the issue and have been debating the issue for, these past 2,000 years. And really all we can go by is what the Word of God has to say. And it talks about hell being a place of eternal torment and punishment. Jesus Christ talks about hell quite frequently and mentions the fact that it's eternal in nature. We see it in 1 Thessalonians, or 2 Thessalonians, yeah. chapter 1. And I think this is, to me, the most significant passage in the Word of God about the eternal nature of that punishment. And so in verse 5 of chapter 1 of 2 Thessalonians, we read this. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God. God's judgments are always righteous. There's no injustice with God. Everything is fair. When we see it from his perspective, that's all going to be made clear to us. It may not seem fair right now. It may seem out of whack, but that's not the case. The righteous judgments of God are always that, righteous judgments, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are also suffering, since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. So there's going to be a judgment that happens, a righteous judgment at the revealing of Jesus Christ from heaven. So when he returns, judgment is going to occur. Now, in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So who is this judgment coming against? Well, it's not coming against believers. It's not coming against those who have received Jesus and been made alive together with him. It's not coming upon the children of God. As Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, we have been saved from the wrath to come. That's just the truth. And why have we been saved? Because of the work of Jesus Christ. So it's coming against those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, he died to take away sin, and he was raised again to bring an end to death. So he conquered sin and death. And those who receive Jesus receive this eternal life. Jesus came that we might have life and have it to the full. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So that is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has life. If you receive him, then you have life. If you don't receive him, then you simply remain dead spiritually. Now, here's what he says. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. So they will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord. So when we die, when we're absent from the body, we are absent from the body and present from the Lord. When those who reject Jesus die, they're going to be absent from the body, but their eternal dwelling place is going to be away from the presence of the Lord. That's what eternal destruction and eternal punishment is to be away from the presence of the Lord. Yeah. He's the creator. He is the maker of all things. In him is life and light. To be away from that is in the outer realms of darkness. And it's just horrific how the Bible describes it. And so we have to recognize that this gospel of Jesus Christ is the way out. It's the way of escape. It's the way from death to life in Jesus Christ. It's not that there's not opportunity for each and every person. Those who reject are doing so willfully. They would rather be away from God's presence eternally than to be in his presence eternally. And there has to be a place for those who rebel in such an aggressive way against the Lord Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Well, Tammy, thank you for your question. And again, for those of you who can't get to us while we're actually on the air live, you can drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. I want to remind you of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It's a wonderful opportunity to really get into and find out what the grace of God is all about and how it is active in our lives. You can pick it up under the resources tab at basicgospel.net, and we hope you'll get a copy of it. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody, for Basic Gospel. Did you know that if you've received the life of Jesus Christ, you have everything you need for life and godliness? Well, in case you struggle with that understanding, we want you to have Bob Christopher's message by that same name, Everything You Need for Life and Godliness. Request your copy when you make your November gift to support Basic Gospel, and you'll find all the ways to make your gift when you visit our website, basicgospel.net. Of course, in Canada, you can give through basicgospel.net/Canada, a special website just for Canadians, basicgospel.net/Canada. Remember, too, that if you have a question between now and our next broadcast, call our 24-hour listener line, 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742, or as I said earlier, just drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and all this great ministry team, for Billy and Greg and Coleman and Stephen, for Michelle, for Kim and Vivian, for Rod, our Canadian director, and from Bob Davis, we're inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.